This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is the Hlekanani Weekday Show on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. We are live right here in the Premier Hotel in Umhlanga, where the World Intellectual Property Day program is taking place. Ukhona uDr. Hlongwane, ukhona futhi uMiss Nonkululeko wakwaShonge. Miss Nonkululeko, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm looking forward to talking to the listeners.
Thank you so much. We want to know maybe just an overview of the Technology Innovation Agency's seed fund and its objectives.
Yeah, thank you very much. So just maybe a brief introduction. I'm Nonkululeko Shongwe. I'm the program manager for seed fund at the Innovation, the Technology Innovation Agency. So I'm based in Pretoria. And I'm really grateful for being invited. So basically, just to give a brief overview, you know, TIA is an entity of the Department of Science and Technology. So it was established due to the Technology Innovations Act. So basically, our main purpose is to provide support to innovators in terms of developing their technologies and trying to push them along the innovation value chain, basically ensuring that the discoveries from universities, science councils, small medium enterprises gets realized or gets commercialized and benefits South Africa.
It's a seed funding. So I want to know, what criteria now does a seed fund use to evaluate and select the project for a funding?
Okay, so just to maybe also still give a brief on seed fund. So seed fund assists innovators, you know, researchers, SMMEs to access early stage funding. So we are a risk funder. We play in a space whereby not all funders play. So we allow you to, you know, test your prototypes, you know, build your prototypes, test up until you are ready maybe to approach follow-on funders, approach investors. So TIA plays in that space, which is very high risk. But, you know, we because we love our young innovators. So we do provide risk funding. And one of the instruments that we use is the seed fund. Seed fund basically funds innovations from technology readiness 3 up until 8. So, and we fund from different sectors. TIA plays in a lot of sectors, and we fund in those sectors. So it's a fund that starts from 100 million, for 100,000 up to 1 million.
Okay.
So, you can request funding. So we work through partnerships, and lucky enough, Seed Fund is in partnership with MUT. So they are one of our implementing partners. So should anyone need funding, they can approach the technology transfer office at MUT, and they'll be able to access the Seed funding through that office.
I want to know, you guys are a risk funder, right? I wanted to say something, but maybe after this. So what types of projects or ventures does USAID Fund typically support?
Technology projects, basically, you know. So as I've indicated, we fund in different sectors. So I think if I can just list the sectors that TIA plays in. We play in advanced manufacturing. We play in health, in energy, agriculture, ICT, natural resources, indigenous knowledge systems, and industrial biotech. So if you have any innovation in that space, you know, you can approach, you want to build a prototype, you know, maybe you've come up with an idea, but it's just still an idea, but you want to basically, you know, build it up, you know, so that you can be able to approach investors. Obviously, it has to be at a technology readiness 3, where you are able to show that you have done some little work on it. It's not simply just an idea, you know, just you wake up today, you have this idea. You must have put some effort into doing simple work, then you can approach the technology transfer office at MUT. Then they can take you through the process of seed fund.
I want to know now the importance of registering or copywriting maybe the logo that you use on your project and whatnot. What is the importance of that?
The logo in terms of your... Remember that MUT, as a recipient of public funds, normally when you have projects that are spanning out from there, you have to take into cognizance that the IP that is created from any research work that is done at MUT belongs to, the IP will belong to MUT.
Yes.
Normally, and it's great today that inside they're actually even talking about the different forms of IP, copyright being one of them, which is basically... It's an automatic right, especially for when you're talking about copyright. But when you're talking about branding, that's trademarks.
Oh yeah,
trademarks in South Africa, it's a registrable right.
Yeah,
so you have to register it, but you will have to talk to your TTO if maybe your project is being afforded the protection of a trademark, you know, because some projects are different. You may find that the protection strategy is you have to file a patent and you also have to have a trademark, but your office, your tech transfer office is the one that will guide you on that.
Yeah.
Yes. TIA plays a different role of being, you know, a funder. You know, in this case, we fund early stage technologies. They will approach, since we're in partnership, when there's a call, they will put in through applications for seed fund. And lucky enough, I think your office will be releasing a call for seed fund. So just letting everyone know that they need to look out for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Thank you so much, Ms. Nonkululeko.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.